This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, May 22nd. Well, a lot of activity yesterday in the grain complex, where we started out strong, which was basically a continuation of the move that we've been seeing for the last good week. And the market's putting in new highs for the move. Looked like things were fine. Corn getting another gap up. And then things kind of hit the wall. About midday, the market started to roll over, and we ended up lower in soybeans, an outside day lower. In wheat, we were actually lower when the market closed, but the settlement was bumped up a couple cents. So it actually was up about a penny in Kansas City and Chicago by the settlement. And in corn, we were still higher for the day, but well off the highs of the day. Kind of has the look of a spike top. Now this morning we're trading lower, so we're filling the gap in corn. In fact, we're down to that the gap from a couple sessions ago. We've had several gaps in corn. Wheat is getting some continuation of the downside, and beans are pretty quiet. They're pretty much unchanged. So an interesting type of price action. Now this was basically triggered by an announcement from USDA, or from the White House, that there were more payments coming for farmers, a total of $15 billion. And this would amount to, for soybeans, they're going to pay $2 a bushel, and wheat 63 cents a bushel, corn a whopping 4 cents per bushel. So obviously, but they didn't say what it was based on. They didn't say if it was based on last year's production or this year's anticipated production, which would have to be based on seeded acres. If it's based on this year, I mean, you're already looking at late corn plantings, and the market itself is trying to keep those acres in the mix. They're trying to buy those acres and ensure that they get planted. But you're up against prevent plant dates. You've got more rain coming. It's going to be into June before farmers really get rolling again at the earliest, before they really get going again in the field. So if you're going to base these payments on this year's plantings, it would be a no-brainer. Farmers would just completely switch everything over to soybeans. Now you're still looking at the $125,000 payment cap. So that a lot of farmers ran into that on the dollar a bushel. Well, they're going to run into that obviously again on a $2 a bushel payout. So that's the question. Is it based on last year or this year? It logically would be based on last year, and they already have that data available. They've already made a payment on it, but we don't know that for sure. Either way, the soybean market took a pretty big hit, and that was the leader on the way down, and corn and wheat as well buckled under that. So we're looking at a market that, from a technical standpoint, has probably put in a high, especially for wheat as you're headed into harvest. Now that said, you've got heavy rains across the Central Plains, you know, tornadoes, floods, torrential rains right across the heart of hard red winter wheat country. You know, combines have been sitting waiting to go in Texas for a week already. Well, you know, it's going to be at least another week before at least before they're in the field. So hard red winter wheat harvest is being delayed. That is helping to support the Kansas City market versus the Chicago market. That spread has just been pummeled over the last couple weeks, in particular as we've seen disease problems really show up across soft red country. Well, those disease problems are also starting to show up in hard red country. So we're losing yields in wheat, soft red and hard red. We're probably going to lose some acres as well, probably abandon those acres. And I guess it would depend on what your payments are based on. If it's going to be based on this year's production, obviously farmers will try to get every bushel they can out of the field. If not, they'll probably just walk away from it, from heavy hail or rain. You're losing quality here as well. So it's kind of a mess really going on. You know, this was fine for the first part of the growing season, but our fear was that this weather pattern would continue as you got into the maturing phase of wheat and harvest, and it is. So now you're losing yield, you're losing quality, and you're probably going to lose some acres as well. It makes a bigger difference in soft red wheat, where you have a smaller crop anyway, and they're already looking at one of the smallest crops in recent memory. In hard red, you have a drop in acres there too, but you got off to an excellent start. and crop condition ratings actually improved on Monday. So, you know, it's not as critical an issue, I don't think, for hard red wheat, but I think it's important for both. In Kansas City, has bounced against Chicago, and I think that's just because of the harvest delays. Basis is probably going to take a jump here as you get into harvest. You know, farmers, you know, if they start cutting low quality, low protein crop in the southern plains, the basis is really going to soar, I think, for your high pros. And it's also going to prop up spring wheat prices, because you're still trying to get spring wheat acres planted. You know, and here these farmers are up in the northern plains, North Dakota, which has seen a huge shift over to soybeans already. Minnesota, of course, big soybean country. It wouldn't take much. If these payments are based on new crop, then, you know, spring wheat acres are going to get tossed out the window and they're going to go to beans, obviously. 63 cents a bushel versus $2, and, you know, roughly the same yield, lower cost. That's a no-brainer. So, you know, it's USDA has to be pretty careful about how they present this and, you know, what they're basing it on. So we'll see where we go, but the markets are clearly kind of buckling here and trying to figure out which direction to go. A couple other things. Russia, we've seen Russian cash prices bump up about $5 from last week and up another dollar yesterday. So they're starting to, you know, get pulled higher by the stronger wheat complex here and by lower production prospects worldwide, you know, coming out of the United States. There is some chatter that we're going to see a dry spell across Ukraine and into southern Russia over the next 10 days. So, you know, we'll see how that evolves, but obviously that's something that would probably prop up prices just to add in some weather premium. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.